Hi, and welcome to the second episode of This Life of Faith. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your host. In the last episode, I told you about my son Stephen's illness. Quick recap, he got sick with an extreme case of ulcerative colitis at the end of 2012, and then had to have an emergency colon removal because the colon perforated, allowing the contents to spill into his abdomen on January 8th of this year, 2013. I ended the last episode by saying initially Stephen was expected to be in the hospital for just a week to 10 days, but it stretched to over 2 months. Well, I was shocked today when I went back to my Facebook timeline to remember the progression of the highs and lows while he was in the hospital. Because as it turns out, it only seemed like over 2 months. It was actually only 20 days. It seemed like 2 months because of the home care that we had to do, but I'll tell you about that as the story unfolds. I just wanted to make the correction here at the top of the show. I'll get into the rest of the story in a few minutes, but first, so the reason I'm doing the This Life of Faith show is because I want to encourage you. A life of faith is about trusting God. Some of us trust Him easily, others, not so much. I've discovered that oftentimes God brings us along in our faith a step at a time. Now, don't be concerned if you feel that you have little faith right now. It's not up to you to build or strengthen it. You can't. Faith isn't something you talk yourself into. It's not a head thing. And faith isn't something you feel. It's not about emotions. So, where does faith come from? The New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 12, says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." What that means is that the faith you have comes from God, from Jesus. He is the author. He begins the faith in you. And the fact that He is the finisher implies that there is a process to go through before your faith is finished or complete. And He accomplishes this work through the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. One more thought before we move on to complete Stephen's story. So, faith is something that you've been given from God, and the forming of that faith or completion of it is a process, right? Well, in another New Testament book, the book of Philippians, chapter 1, it says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." So God will continue the work in you. Your growth is God's responsibility. It's not something that you work up. There are no exercises you can do to build your faith any more than an apple tree can do exercises to grow or produce more apples. In some places in the Bible, God is likened to a farmer, and it's the farmer's responsibility to tend his crops, right? Next week, I'll talk a bit about how God develops our faith. But for now, rest in the confidence that God isn't finished with you yet, and He has infinite love for you. So, when we last talked about my 21-year-old son's illness, he had just come from a long surgery, and just prior to the surgery, he was close to death. Dr. Rick Haw saved his life in the operating room that day and told us that he would recover and should be going home in 7 to 10 days. The day after surgery was great. We were feeling really thankful because Stephen was feeling better than he had in a long time. He had big smiles, he was walking, and everything looked to be, going like we expected. But the following day, he felt tired, and his temperature was elevated. And the day after that was even worse. He looked terrible. He was too lethargic to walk. And his temperature spiked to 102 degrees. Looking back now, we know that what was happening is that even though Dr. Haw irrigated Stephen's abdomen with over a liter of sterile saline solution to clean out the bile and waste from when the colon spilled in his abdomen, microscopic amounts of bacteria were left behind. And now they were growing, making him sick with infection. The IV antibiotics were switched to something stronger, 24 hours a day, three separate antibiotics were dripping into Stephen's arm. A CT scan showed that there was some fluid building up in Stephen's abdomen, so the doctor did a procedure to drain it. This was difficult for Stephen, but it seemed the only way to get the poison out of him. And the next day, he seemed like a new man. He was even able to take a short walk with the help of a walker. But the fever came back. The next day, he was again too weak to walk. Because he was too sick to eat, he was supposed to be given nourishment by what is called a PICC line. This is a small tube that is inserted somewhat near your collarbone and goes down through a vein, almost to your heart. Somehow, though, the order to insert the PICC line kept getting pushed off from one shift to the next, and Stephen was not getting any nourishment when he needed it most. As it turned out, he went for more than 48 hours before the PICC line was inserted. By then, he was very, very weak. Once the line was finally inserted, Dr. Haas said that everything plays out perfectly, Stephen might possibly be able to go home in the next 3 or 4 days. This was on January 13th. Remember, he checked in on the 8th. 2 days later, though, the fevers had not gone away. It would go up to 102 or 103. On a CT scan, they discovered that fluid was beginning to accumulate around his lungs. My Facebook status for the day said, "Steps forward, steps back." Stephen's fever came back this afternoon and they could not get it to go down. They used ice and Tylenol. They were waiting for Motrin when we left tonight. And now they're concerned about the fluid they saw around or in his lungs on the x-ray today. They're concerned it might be pneumonia. Tomorrow they have planned to do a procedure to remove fluid and then make a culture with it. Dear Lord, please hear our cries. I know you have. I still have my son. Now will you please heal every part of him? I will love you and praise you no matter what, but I would appreciate another touch of your grace on Stephen's body. Well, as it turned out, draining the fluid, about a liter of it, didn't help the fevers to leave. By now, there were several doctors on the case, including an infectious disease specialist. 4 days later, on January 19th, this was my Facebook update. He's been running a low-grade fever for several days, and the doctors have been unable to determine the cause. A few days ago, they drained about a liter of fluid from around his right lung, thinking that might be the cause. Turns out it wasn't, because the fever didn't leave. Yesterday, they did another chest x-ray and found that more fluid has accumulated around the lung, so they've inserted a tube which will stay in for a couple of days. There's a small amount of vacuum, and the hope is that this will allow the source of the accumulating fluid to stop. Stephen's red blood cell count has dropped significantly. This indicates a loss of blood from somewhere. Since there's no bleeding into the lung or into the abdomen, his surgeon thinks that perhaps the small amount of colon he has left might be the cause. I'll talk about that in just a second. Continuing. Remember, the reason for all this adventure is that Stephen had an extremely severe case of ulcerative colitis. His colon has been bleeding for nearly 2 months. It makes sense that the remaining part that is still present would still be bleeding and perhaps the cause of his fever. I guess time will tell. Please pray that the doctors will figure this out. Stephen wants so badly to come home. He was very disappointed this morning when Dr. Ha told him about having to have that tube inserted. He feels like he's not making any progress. I tried to encourage him, reminding him that he's made great strides from where he was when he first checked into the hospital. He agreed and was a real trooper when the doctor came into his room to do the procedure. Pray for strength and encouragement, as well as bodily healing for Stephen. We know that friends and family around the world are praying, and believe me, these prayers make a huge difference. Your prayers bring us strength and peace. We're deeply indebted to you and appreciate each and every one of you. So, that part about there still being a little bit of colon left? So when Dr. Ha removed his colon, he left about a 2-inch piece of it down at the bottom of the colon where it connects to the outside. And he did that looking forward to the final surgery that would take place many months later. It was actually a good plan, but that part of the colon was still diseased with ulcerative colitis. So by now, Stephen has been in the hospital for 11 days. On the next episode, I'll tell you what happened that contributed to an additional 10 days and nearly drove Stephen out of his mind. I'll be right back after the song.
You shall cross the barren desert. Lord, you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell and death is at your side, and I will give you rest. Blessed are your poor, for the kingdom shall be theirs. Blessed are you that weep and mourn, for one day you shall laugh. And if wicked tongues insult and hate you because of me,
Well, so that you don't miss an episode, you can sign up on our mailing list. Just go to thislifeoffaith.com. You'll see a form at the top of the page on the right-hand side. You'll get an email when a new episode is released. Or you can subscribe to the podcast in the iTunes Store, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are found. You can write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me how your faith is being tested or how it's been strengthened. I want to know. There's a Facebook page where you can interact with me. Just search for LifeSpring Media when you're on Facebook. And I'm on Twitter @_SteveWeb_, Google Plus @google.com/+SteveWeb777, and lots of other places. Feel free to connect with me. I'd like to get to know you. If you'd be so kind as to leave a review at the iTunes store, that would be awesome, since the show's brand new. Help me get the word out there and share it on your various social networks. Be Not Afraid was arranged and performed by Kat Yonke. Check out the rest of her music at katyonke.com. That's spelled CatJahnke.com. I'll see you next time. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.